I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew, we'll get into that. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Shirley, this is the electric company, but a.k.a. Aqua Boogie. Aqua.
No, this one's close Boogie. To my heart right here.
All right. This is Mama's number one prank, Miss Helen. This is for you.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach a Quincy, please.
This is.
Hey, how are you? My name is Maurice. Maurice calling you from the power company. How you doing today?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, listen, we're doing some testing in your neighborhood. We're trying to make sure we don't have to actually shut the power down out there. And we're calling around to quite a few people in your neighborhood, running some tests on individual homes and making sure the electricity is running correctly. Can I get you to do a few things for me and see if the quicker we get through with this, sir, and it's a possibility we won't have to turn your power off at all. I know you don't want us to have to come out and turn power off, and you got stuff in your refrigerator that can spoil and things like that. So we want to try to get this done, and hopefully the power with the test that we run, it'll run correctly, and we won't have to do anything. Okay?
I don't know nothing about no electricity though. You know what I'm saying? So
no. I understand that. Don't worry about that.
All right.
Here's what I need you to do. Now, how big is your house? How many bedrooms you got?
Four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms. Now, you have upstairs, downstairs?
It's two story.
Okay. All right. So here's what we need to do. If you can...
This ain't going to take long, though, right? I got it because I'm in a hurry, man. I ain't going to have a lot of time.
No. This won't take long at all, sir. Can I get you to take your breaker and shut down everything upstairs? And we're going to run a test on the stuff downstairs right now. It'll be real quick.
All right. Just shut everything off?
I want you to keep the downstairs open and keep that so we can run our test on this thing.
All right. Everything's shut. Everything's down.
Okay, you turned off
everything.
Upstairs.
I just turned off all the switches.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to turn on your television and then turn it off.
Downstairs?
Downstairs. How many TVs you got downstairs?
I got two TVs downstairs.
Let's turn them both on.
Hang on. Just turn them on?
Yeah, just turn them on. You got them on?
I got one on. Hang on.
Let's try to turn that other one on.
All right, they both on.
Okay, now you got a microwave in your kitchen?
Yeah, I got a microwave.
Okay, turn that on.
It's already on, man. I can see the lights on. It's got the clock on it.
That's got that double Atron thing that's going through there. And it's a whole different type of current. I just want
to
make
I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, but I got to get to work, man. So the microwave's on. It's running.
No. I want you to actually turn it on. I want you to actually push like a minute or two on that thing.
What's
that
got to do with anything, man? Come on now. I mean, what I got to do?
No, this is a test, sir. What I don't want to have to do is come out there and turn your power off. And I don't want to do that. You got a lot of food in your fridge, I'm sure, right?
All right. Hey, look, it's on. Microwave's on. TV's on.
Okay. Now, open your refrigerator.
Work, man. The electricity works downstairs.
Okay, but listen, now, I know, but what we got to do is we got to make sure that this stuff isn't overpowered. Now, can you open your refrigerator?
Yeah, man.
Do you see the button you can push it and the light will go out? You know what I'm talking about?
Come on, man. You ain't got nobody to just be able to check something outside, man. I mean, I'm in the fridge.
I understand, but push that button five times for me and see what it does.
The light button?
Yeah, push that light button five times.
Come on, man.
All right, did it go off and on every time?
Yeah, it's off and on, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the refrigerator. The refrigerator's plugged in, man.
Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do. Right there, if you're in the kitchen, turn your sink on for me.
Turn the sink on. What they got to do with electricity, man?
Well, see, that's a nitro current. That's a nitro current. You wouldn't understand that, but I need you to turn that on for me, too. Just turn it on full blast. You got it on?
I got it on.
Okay, now go in your master bedroom.
I can turn it off?
No, let that water run. Go in your master bedroom and go in the bath for me. I appreciate you helping me out on this,
man.
Quincy.
Come on, man.
Quincy, I appreciate you.
I'm in a hurry. I mean, everything's working. I'm in the bath. What's up?
Okay, flush that toilet for me, Quincy.
Say what?
Flush that toilet for me.
Flush the toilet?
Yeah, flush that toilet.
It ain't even electrical.
What it is, it's an aqua boogie.
Man, look, you need to get somebody. I'm going to flush the toilet. There ain't no electrical plugs or nothing in this area, man.
Right, I understand that. You know, see what it is? This is an aqua boogie current that flows through that water. Flush that thing for me one time. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right.
Toilet works, man. You ain't got nobody in the area that could come out here and just check this out, man.
Quincy, I'm trying my best not to come out and turn your power off. And I know you got somewhere to go.
Why you gonna turn my power off, man? You supposed to be making sure the power stay on.
Right, I understand that. Now, Quincy, do you have a blender?
Yeah, I got a blender, man. I got a blender, I got a TV, I got a refrigerator, and they all work. The toilet works, everything works.
All right, what I want you to do is get this blender, and we'll just throw you a few cubes of ice or something in there and turn that thing on for me.
Come on, man.
We're almost done.
I got to get to work, man.
Just work with me, Quincy. I appreciate it, man.
This is just a blender. Come on, man. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, that's that isometric current.
Electricity work in this house, man. You need to check the next house.
You don't have no problems with no smoothies or nothing in that thing, do you?
You serious? Man, what the hell that got to do with anything, man? I got to get to work.
I understand. Listen.
It's going to be a minute, man. This is going too far.
Okay.
Have somebody come out here or do this because I need to get to my job.
I understand that.
I could just call and have people go through the damn house playing scavenger hunt. I got to get to work.
Okay. Now, listen, Quincy, one last thing. Are you able to shut that breaker, put that breaker back on, and then shut off downstairs and then go upstairs and check some stuff for me?
Shut off what?
Shut off the breaker downstairs. Go ahead and turn it
off. I'm not shutting off no breaker downstairs. I shut off the one upstairs. We done turned on every damn thing down here. You didn't have me. I got the blender. I done turned on the microwave, the refrigerator. Come on, man. Flushing the toilets and I got to get to work.
Quincy, I need you to lose this attitude you got.
I need you to get somebody down here to do this. My electricity in my house work. It work for you. Call me. The only thing that ain't work is my ain't at work because I'm here doing this bull. Playing off and on. Get somebody in here. This work.
Now don't piss me off and make me turn it all the way off.
Piss you off. My work. And when I get back from work, my still should be on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Quincy.
It better be the last thing.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Gail.
Gail better be in a witness protection program, man. Let me turn this water off, man. You got me.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's got to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And Tommy, you call me again, they going to be the show used to have Tommy on.
I like that parting shot.
Hey, Tommy, that's the first time I heard that prank, man.
Yeah, that's Miss Helen's favorite.
I ain't never heard it. Hey, man, this dude was flushing toilets. And when he cut them ice cubes in that blender.
I'm tired of playing off and on with you. Yeah. You know he got to go to work. That's what my mother used to say.
Works for you, Carl. The only thing I ain't work is me.
Right.
You know, that's that aqua boogie current. You wouldn't know nothing about that. That's what that is.
I love that prank.
Hit that light switch inside that refrigerator. Cut it on and off 5 times.
Oh, man.
Play
Why
too
is
much.
Tommy doing that to that man? He got to get to work.
Oh, man. And everybody know about that button in the back of that refrigerator. Everybody know that button right there. Oh, keep it stupid, baby. I'm stupid Monday through Friday in the morning. But in the evening on Friday night, I got sense, I got knowledge, I got wisdom, and I'm sexy. And you got to catch me. Part two of Ready to Love.
Hey, Tommy, don't set the people up for that when they watch the show.
What?
Just say you got good sense, you're giving out good advice, you're knowledgeable, you're fun. Stop telling people you're sexy because people going to cut that show on and be disappointed.
No, that's
All right, thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.